Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
For some reason, Ireland does not stipulate that all new commercial buildings have their own renewable sources of energy on site. So it's up to the companies themselves to install solar and heat recovery systems. The medical devices company Dexcom in Galway is one of them. And they hired my next guest to install a system which, at its peak, can generate a third of Dexcom's electricity needs. Brian Healy is the managing director of OHK Commercial, which has seen a surge in business since the Iran war started. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
What does OHK do?
So OHK Energy is an Irish renewable energy company. We design, build and manage solar and energy systems across domestic, commercial and large industrial projects. So, and along with that, we provide energy services. So we work with clients to really analyse how they use energy, reduce waste and really improve efficiency and ultimately take more control over their electricity usage.
Indeed. And what have you installed in Dexcom in Galway?
Yeah, so the Dexcom project in Athenry is a really good example of where things are going. It's one of the most advanced energy systems installed on an industrial site in Ireland, and shows really how large energy users are starting to rethink their relationship with energy. So what we've done on the site is we've installed 1.25 megawatts of solar, which is made up of about 2,000 solar panels covering the rooftop of a size bigger than Croke Park. So along with that, we have 6 megawatts of a battery system. And then we have backup generators running on HVO, which is hydro-treated vegetable oil.
Okay, now that's a fair few batteries and it's a fair few solar panels. And they're all on the roof. Are any of them out in fields or anything like that? Or they're all on the roof?
No. So the solar itself is built out on the roof area. Yeah. That's exactly where it is. Yeah.
Okay. And how much power can you get from each solar panel roughly these days?
Yeah. So like solar panels have over the years have improved in terms of their output. So typically we would see solar panels ranging between kind of 450 watts up to kind of 700 watts. So that's typical. That's the typical size.
OK, now you won't be doing Dexcom style projects all over the place. How much is it typically the typical expenditure for a solar panel system with a battery in a commercial premises?
So I suppose really each business is different in terms of the size, but typical kind of payback for a system would be between 2.5 to 3.5 years. And like I say, every project we do commercially is bespoke, so it really has to fit in to the customer's own of their business.
That's the payback time, but how much would it cost to install in a commercial premises? Let's say, I don't know, 100,000 square foot.
Yeah, so you're kind of typical between kind of 50,000 and 60,000. So again, it depends because there's so many different size businesses that have, you know, their roof spaces could be limited. They may have land next door which can provide a lot of area for solar. So it really depends on the project itself.
Okay, and where do you get these panels?
So most of our panels are sourced from China, and a lot of our batteries are from China as well.
Okay, and have they had any issues getting from the Far East to Europe, given the closure of the Suez Canal and Hormuz?
Yeah, so supply chains are definitely under pressure. Things have improved, but I suppose with the demand continuing to grow, especially for batteries, there's still some constraints. So, but I suppose the key message really is these large kind of complex projects, they need to be planned properly and early rather than kind of reacting at last minute. So there is a lot of planning that goes into these types of projects.
So if you were to receive an order today for a solar panel and heat recovery system or something like that, how long would it take before it actually gets installed?
Yeah, so typically an application has to be done to ESB, so which could take up to 2 to 3 months. And then by the time you get your approval from ESB, they may or may not be planning associated with that installation. So you're probably talking typically 6 to 7 months before, on a large scale commercial project, before you build out.
And the bad news, if you did it today and had to wait 6 months, the sun wouldn't be very powerful by the time it arrives, i.e. it'll be November.
Yeah, and look, I suppose with every project, you're always going to have your first winter or your first summer. So, you know, it is that's the unfortunate piece of it. But like I say, every project will have its first winter and first summer. So that has to be, I suppose, to be looked at.
You also look at hydro-treated vegetable oil as a source of renewable energy.
Yes. So again, the generators that we install run on HVO, which is produced from waste oils and fats. So it's renewable alternative to diesel. So it behaves in the same way in terms of performance and reliability, but with significantly lower emissions.
And where do you get the HVO from? Because there's not that many HVO refineries in Ireland.
Yeah, so we have to source our HVO from companies that can provide certification for their process on delivering HVO.
So most of it comes from the Netherlands, is it, or something like that?
Yes, most come from the Netherlands, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, have you seen a surge in interest in your commissions since this Iran war started 6 weeks ago?
Yeah, we've seen an increase in demand for these types of systems, and absolutely global events, including, we'll say, the instability in the energy markets have really highlighted how exposed businesses are to price volatility. And when prices spike, companies feel it immediately. So there's now a much stronger focus on certainty and stability and control when it comes to energy.
Well, best of luck with it, Brian. That's Brian Healy, Managing Director of OHK Commercial.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.